It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. All right, so listen up for one second. The other day, what was the day that we found out Beyonce was pregnant, Megan? Was that Tuesday? Wednesday?
What's today? Friday?
Today's Friday.
Wednesday.
Okay,
yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And she dropped this picture with the veil and the bra and everything, and then people started like posting it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody freaked out. It's the most liked picture like ever on Instagram.
Because Beyonce's having twins.
Yes.
Right. And then there was a whole thing with Coachella. I don't even remember. But anyway, so then yesterday, what happened with the new pictures?
Yeah, she dropped a whole entire album of pregnancy photos.
She's done that before. She dropped a whole album one day and like nobody knew it was coming.
Right.
With like videos and everything, remember?
Like songs.
Oh, yeah. No, and now this is like there's one where she's on an old car. And there's one where she's
well,
like
Blue Ivy's in a lot of them too.
Yeah.
And she's like kissing her belly and it's just really intense. Like there's a lot. She's like in water in some of them.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Yeah, a lot of them.
A lot of them, yeah. And not everybody is into it as you might think. In fact, we got a bunch of open mics about Beyonce's pregnancy photos.
Please make that baby picture stop. Don't nobody want to see that.
It's got to stop. I don't think anybody wants to see it. And besides that, I mean, twins, you know how much bigger she's going to get?
Normally, I love pregnancy photos. I think they're beautiful. But this one is super cheesy. So for Beyonce's pregnant pic, please make it stop.
I mean, there
please make it stop.
There are a lot of them in rapid, like they all came rapid fire. And some of them are a little over the top.
It's just like, I don't know. I like Beyonce a lot. Like, I'm not hating. I just feel like I don't understand why you need to do that.
Where did you put? Are they on our Facebook page?
Yeah.
Okay, they're on our Facebook page right now. If you want to go to 951WAP on Facebook. You know what? Justin, maybe you should push these out to our app users so that they can see them too.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, pregnancy photos are definitely a thing, and they could go either way. They could be tastefully done and exciting for people, or some of them are just kind of awkward.
But do you post the whole album like on social media? I mean, I know she's a celebrity, so maybe it's different, but like,
I'm sure it's different
for normal people, like post them all. I feel like it seems like a private thing.
I find it weird when normal people post like nude celebrity or the nude baby photos where a lot of their bellies exposed.
Why? I don't think it's weird. I think it's cool and whatever if you want to like remember this moment in your life.
Yeah, but like I had a friend on Facebook once and she was pregnant. And she had like her shirt off and like a scarf over her boobs.
Uh-huh.
And then her husband was like hugging her belly. And I'm like, this seems a lot more intimate
Yeah, it seems like a private moment that you'd maybe want to keep for yourself and like for your husband one day, not necessarily like share to the whole world.
Like if you want to put, you know, the three pairs of shoes, your husband's shoes and your shoes and little baby shoes in the middle, like I get the idea.
Yeah, no, I get it too.
I don't know that I need
this
to see the
like
big.
This is like extravagant though. Like check it out on our Facebook page. There's like a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, there are. There are a lot of them. And evidently, probably this won't be the last we're going to see. 340-9595-800-475-9595. What's the protocol with pregnancy photos? Are you supposed to post a bunch of them? And you know, how naked should you be? And what's your kid's involvement? A lot of people are saying, hey, these are great and all, Beyonce, but you're not the first person to have twins. Which, if you know what, it's so funny. If you look at the way people are reacting to it, it kind of seems like a lot of people think, oh my God, this has never happened before.
Yeah.
Let's see. There was another one here that was kind of funny. Somebody wrote, oh, your congratulations to you and your husband, but these photos are tacky and over the top. I sure hope you didn't pay a lot of money for them.
I kind of feel like that too.
I mean, look, a lot of people go, like they get to the pregnancy stage and they all of a sudden take photos you never would have expected people to take.
Yeah, they're so weird.
I see it on Facebook all the time. Like women who I've known my whole life and have never seen more than just their face, all of a sudden their tops off and their bellies out and people are kissing it.
Being proud, and I think like being pregnant, it's like a pretty thing, but I just think it's these are like really intense though.
There's one where she's like on top of an old car that's overgrown with.
That one is the one I hate the most.
Like, I don't understand what that has to do with being pregnant with twins.
Stupid.
It's this old red car and it's full of flowers.
And there's like this backdrop of clouds when she's already outside, so I'm confused why that's there.
Yeah, and then this poor daughter's like hanging out, like, why am I here?
And then there's the water ones.
What now? The water ones are interesting because it's like she's in the water and they have some kind of camera under the water. And
then there's the one at the end where she's upside down and she has a crown on.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
I'm not really sure what's going on there.
No.
Anyway, 340-9595. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Sam. How are you? What do you want to say about Beyonce's baby photos here, or pregnancy photos, rather?
I just wanted to say, I mean, hey, I did it. You know, it's not all about, like, keeping the memories for yourself.
Right.
Being pregnant for, like, 9 months is crucial. I mean, you change, and you kind of just want to fill yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my daughter back in March of 2016. I had a photo shoot. My inner Beyonce came out. My photographer, Rashonda, I mean, hey.
Zay.
Why not, right?
So what kind of photos... What kind of photos did you take? Were they like beyond like nudes and water and all sorts of stuff?
Well, there was a little water involved. I mean, it was like January, so it was freezing cold.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, you don't know.
We were in a wooded area. I had a flower headband, you know, still in a little fairy-like. I had a long, flowing dress. My belly was there.
Yeah.
So you were wearing clothes, though. You weren't naked.
But see, that sounds pretty to me.
It does sound pretty.
A little over the top, but also very pretty.
Did you post them all on Facebook?
Absolutely. I was, like, badgering my photographer, like, where are the pictures at?
Right. No, and I, you know, that seems very tasteful. To me, it's just the weird ones where, like, everyone's hugging the naked mom, and I'm like, this is a little bit, I just feel like that's a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. You have to be extremely comfortable with that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it, Sam. Oh, and send us some of those photos. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Do you ever take pregnancy photos that maybe some people thought were over the top, or do you know someone who did?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.